You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is the sun? Well, as you can imagine, the sun is pretty important to us. It provides energy and heat, and it impacts our weather and communication satellites and space probes. The Latin word for sun is sol, S-O-L. The sun is a star, just like the other stars you see up in the nighttime sky. Some of those stars are larger or older or hotter than our sun, but they're all suns. Our sun is in a huge collection or system of stars, which is called a galaxy. And the name of the galaxy that our sun is in is called the Milky Way. The sun is a huge ball of hot gas. Most of the sun is the element hydrogen. About 70 to 75% of the mass of the sun is gaseous hydrogen. Somewhere around 25% by mass is helium gas. And the remaining few percentage points would be other heavier elements. The process that causes lighter hydrogen to become heavier elements is called fusion. The sun is in the center of our solar system. The planets, dwarf planets like Pluto, asteroids, and comets all revolve around the sun. Our own planet Earth is 93 million miles from the sun, and it takes sunlight nearly 8.5 minutes to reach the Earth. In fact, try this. Get a calculator. Plug in 93 million. That's 93 with six zeros. Divide that by 186,000, since light travels 186,000 miles per second. Then divide your answer by 60, since there are 60 seconds in 1 minute. You get a little over 8.3 minutes, or round up to 8.5. Our sun is enormous. About 1,300,000 Earths could fit in the sun. About 109 Earths could fit across the sun's diameter. It's 330,000 times more massive than the Earth. And the sun, it's hot. The surface temperature is about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature at the core is about 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Now, you already know it's not safe to look at the sun. Direct sunlight can damage your eyes. So here's a safe activity you can do to see the sun. Get a pair of binoculars and a piece of white cardboard. Cover one side of the binoculars with the lens cap, and then point the binoculars towards the sun so that the smaller lens, the part that you would normally look through with your eyes, that's facing towards the paper. And you'll see a circle of light projected onto the paper. That circle, it's an image of the sun. Instead of using the binoculars, you can also try it with a second piece of paper with a small hole poked through it. And these are two safe ways that you can look at the sun without damaging your eyes. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the sun, or sol. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.